Evening, Ariana.
Good evening, Keith. I didn't know that Scott Brown's one daughter is called Ariana. I just found that out.
I guess a mixture of pride and not pride for you on that. We found everything else out about the family there as it began to sort of turn into American Idol meets Who Wants to Be a Senator. Your initial takeaway from tonight's outcome is what?
My initial takeaway is that this could actually be a blessing in disguise for the Democrats. I know the disguise is very heavy, but this is their chance to course correct. Celinda Lake was absolutely right. This is a referendum on the administration's and Congress's policies towards Wall Street. And if they interpret it that way, and if they course correct, they can actually prevent what was coming to them in 2010, which is potentially losing the House and the Senate. There is time to course correct. It has to start with the White House. The president has to actually take a trip to a metaphorical mountaintop and remember why he ran, why he got elected, and why when he now goes and campaigns for Martha Coakley and talks about special interests and fighting the status quo, he's not believed because mm-hmm. he's the status quo. He is in charge of all three branches of government.
The Democratic Senator Evan Bayh told ABC News tonight that Democrats need to make common cause with independents and with moderates. Isn't that exactly how the Democrats got into this position in Massachusetts? And does President Obama get that, do you think?
Well, I think the problem with Massachusetts is that Democrats became partners of the special interests and the status quo. The problem is not with independents and moderates. It's with the fact that Billy Tuzzin, the chief lobbyist for pharma, the head of pharma, visited the White House 11 times in the first 6 months. The fact that, as Dick Durbin said, the banks basically are in charge of what's happening on the Hill. This is the fundamental problem. The Democrats, starting with the White House, need to demonstrate to the American people that they are on their side of middle-class families deathly worried about losing jobs, foreclosures, and bankruptcies. And, you know, I love Rachel, but I completely disagree with her. The way that the way to do that is not to fight for a broken health care bill that over 50% of Americans are against, moderates, independents, progressives, and conservatives. The way to do that is to fight for jobs, to fight against the banks that are about this week to give out ridiculous bonuses mm-hmm. while middle-class Americans are hurting. This is the priority. There is time to course correct, but they need to course correct in the right direction.
In the next couple of days, we saw it, as we mentioned, at past the stroke of midnight last night, the finger pointing, and everybody has 17 fingers, pointing as to whose responsibility this is, kind of lets slip through the cracks things like Senator Lake Brown sort of humiliating his daughters there, which is kind of a trivial point. But more importantly, the senator-elect referred several times to his being something like an independent. And the audience there certainly believed that that's what they were, and they were representing independent values. Statistically, Senator-elect Brown, in his state role in Massachusetts, voted 90% of the time with the Republicans in 2006. But since 2007, he had increased that to 96% of the time. What kind of snake oil salesman gets up there and says, I'm not a Republican and you're not Republicans and we didn't vote Republican?
And we can say a lot of things about Scott Brown and a lot of things about Martha Coakley and what a lackluster candidate she was. But in the end, this is not about Massachusetts, and this is not about Scott Brown and Martha Coakley. This is about the National Democratic Party that has lost its way. And this is the time to course correct. And that's why I'm actually, in the end, optimistic that this could turn out to be a good night for Democrats if they learn the right lessons. If they listen to Evan Bayh and to Joe Lieberman, who are telling them to go to some kind of mythical middle, which is exactly where the status quo is, while upping the rhetoric but not changing their actions, then unfortunately the lessons of tonight will have been missed.
Ariana Huffington, who had the name first before the daughter of Senator-elect Brown did, of the Huffington Post. Great, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
On advice of counsel, I respectfully assert my right to remain silent and decline to answer your question.
Look, if I had to come up with one word, this is a revolution. First Virginia, then New Jersey. Yep. Massachusetts, Stuart?
Unbelievable. Even I know that Massachusetts is a deep-dyed blue Democrat
state. What do you mean, even you know? I mean,
the voice like this, okay? But it's astonishing. It is a revolution. Yeah. It'll have a profound impact on politics and policy. I hereby say healthcare is dead, and I think cap and trade is dead.
On advice of counsel, I respectfully assert my right to remain silent and decline to answer your question.
A tad of a generalization. It's possible that's a tad of
no. Here's the thing, I mean this one sincerely. I can't. There are times that I just walk into, I feel like it, you know, when Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom, and he's running out, and he's got the he's got the statue. Throw me the statue. Throw me the whip. And he throws the statue, and the guy doesn't throw the whip, and then he goes underneath the door and he sees the other guy impaled. You know what I mean? Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, should have thrown me the whip. That's the way I think dads feel once in a while if you have daughters. That you'll just all of a sudden step into it and just like, and you're impaled on the side of the cave. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So as a guy who has experienced that before, I understand. But I don't understand the thinking of Scott Brown last night with his two daughters and national TV audience when he says this. Have you heard this, Stu?
I have not. Just in case anybody who's watching throughout the country, yes, they're both available.
Speaking of his daughters here.
Hey!
No.
Stop. Okay. All right. Bad enough.
Yeah.
Bad enough. Hey, my two daughters on a meat market. If this isn't the and the spear is coming out of the cave, where a guy, I would never have done this, but you could see a stupid guy saying something like that and then going, oh, geez, what did I just do?
That's a dad, you go the opposite way.
Exactly.
By the way, for my nationwide audience, forget it.
Stop looking
Never
at
look
my
at
daughters.
Off limits.
Okay.
They're going to be in a burqa next week.
Right.
Stop it.
I mean, and okay, so they're standing behind him. He says this. Now, you know immediately, my wife would have pieces of my body in a drawer this morning just on this.
This is very much raining on parades.
My daughters would never have spoken to me ever again.
Nope.
Had I said, am I wrong?
Mm.
Dad, national television.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing? Okay, that's
you know how many psychos there are out there?
Oh my gosh.
Yes,
oh my gosh. And my wife
that's
would.
That's why I said it.
Oh my gosh. All right. Collection of my parts in drawers scattered throughout my house. But he didn't stop there.
Only kidding. Only kidding. Ariana definitely is not available, but Ayla is.
No. This one is.
And his wife Michelle,
stop! This is Ariana
in the background.
And this is Ayla.
And did you see me naked in Cosmo?
No.
Okay, stop. Stop. Listen. I want a chastity belt on this man. I want his every move watched in Washington. I don't trust this guy. No, I'm just telling you.
It's just a creepy moment.
No, this one could end with a dead intern.
This one could end with
a dead intern.
Stop it. Dead intern. I'm not sure
saying.
I'd go that far.
No,
I'm
pretty sure that's not
the distance. With a dead intern.
I'm saying, though, isn't that just like a dad trying to be cutesy with a little joke about his daughters?
No.
And he creeps
in a really creepy way.
This is you.
Creepy.
This is you as a guy who doesn't have daughters.
Yeah, this is, what I'm seeing here is adorable overprotective father syndrome for me.
Wait till you have not only daughters.
Oh, no.
But like, then they grow and they turn out to be beautiful daughters.
No. And then everywhere you go, you're like, what are you looking at?
Exactly.
You think I don't see that? I know you, because I am you, brother.
If I could quote Pat Gray here for a moment, do you know how many psychos are out there? I mean, yes, obviously, but these women are living their own lives, protecting themselves every day. Saying that they're pretty is
do
not
you
that bad.
Know, do you, have you watched my life?
I have watched your life.
Yeah. Have you noticed, like, the FBI is involved?
I know, but...
I mean, do you know how... It only takes one psycho.
It's
on a national stage.
He's a little overexcited over a big win. He's trying to make a joke about it.
I don't ever want you to say he was a little overexcited ever again. I don't ever want to hear that phrase about him. I'm just saying, congratulations. Now let's monitor him. Let's put an ankle bracelet on him. Let's just know where he is at all times.
You're raining on the parade.
I'm just saying.
We needed 10 minutes of celebration, and you are nonstop rain cloud.
No, okay, we'll get to the celebration now.
Thank you.
If that's what you think is appropriate.
Can you tell me what more did you need in order to understand that you were not invited?
Yeah. I just wanted to say that it really irritates me that Sal Part would say that red-haired people don't have souls, okay? Because we do. We do have souls, all right? And lately, I've been being called a ginger, a fat ginger, by everybody at school. And it really hurts my feelings. I act like it doesn't, but it does really bad. Gingers have souls! I go to church. I'm a Christian. You don't know me. You're not God. You're not God. You don't know who has a soul and who doesn't. All right? I'm a Christian. So if you think I don't have a soul, you tell me. Otherwise, fuck you. Bitches, you... For real. I'm getting sick and tired of everyone making fun of red-haired people. He's a ginger. He's a ginger. Really, that's funny. Yeah. Okay. I'm being called a ginger every single day at school. Every day of my life. And I've contemplated suicide, all sorts of things. It pisses me off. Ginger people do have souls, all right? I'm red hair. I have red hair. I got red hair. And I'm proud of it. All right? I consider ginger a very slanderous word, demeaning word, and I'm tired of it. Tired of it. You know, everybody else gets respect. I mean, black people, white people, Mexicans, everyone. Gingers, why do gingers have to be put down so much? Like, really, what's so different about us besides our hair color? Huh? Really? What is so freaking different? Tell me! God! Because I don't really see much of a difference, okay? I'm redheaded, and I'm proud of it. Alright? Everyone else, I'm sorry. I don't mean to insult you. But, you know... I mean... I'm proud of me. I'm proud of myself, you know? I'm proud I got freckles, you know? It's who I am. God made me that way. And I have a soul. So, yeah. Don't freaking be like that, okay? I have a soul. Ginger and proud of it.
Can you tell me what more did you need in order to understand that you were not invited?
On advice of counsel, I respectfully assert my right to remain silent and decline to answer your question.
For terrorists of all walks of life to be able to make the assessment, I can do it too. I'm saddened, I'm disappointed, and I'm outraged. And I would ask you to check your patriotism and to find out why you had to do something of that level. With that in mind, I do respect your constitutional rights. I respect them because I respect this nation. And I also respect the rights and responsibilities of this Congress and this committee. And so, sadly, I will ask the question that both of you can answer. You had a duty to inform the Secret Service officer that you were not an officially invited guest. You dressed the part with the intent of attending a state's dinner. You did not receive an official invite. Your backgrounds were not checked by the Secret Service. Your names did not appear on the guest list, and your request for an invitation from Michelle Jones was denied and rebuffed.
On advice of counsel, I respectfully assert my right to remain silent and decline to answer your question.
That your name was not on the list, why did you continue to attempt to enter when you knew you did not have final confirmation?
On advice of counsel, I respectfully assert my right to remain silent and decline to answer your question.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC. You know, we use a lot of the same kinds of programs.
Yeah, like Microsoft Office.
But we retain a lot of what makes us us.
But you should see what this guy can do with a spreadsheet. It's insane.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, and he knows that I'm better at life stuff, like music, pictures, movies, stuff like that.
Whoa, what exactly do you mean by better?
By better, I mean making a website or photo book is easy for me, and for you, it's not.
Oh, that kind of better.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the other kind.
What other kind?